WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Lionel Moise. We are just a week away from a potential government shutdown. A handful of House Republicans blocked a military funding bill for the second time. Some GOP holdouts are refusing to vote for any short-term spending bill. A little too stealth, we're learning more about the U.S. Marine F-35 fighter jet that went missing for an entire day after crashing in South Carolina. The Marines say due to its stealth capability, the world's premier fighter jet could not be tracked by traditional means. We're also hearing the 911 call made by the pilot. ABC's Daria Albinger.
When it comes to 911 calls, this isn't one you hear too often.
Okay, what part of the body was injured?
Ma'am, I'm a pilot in a military aircraft and I ejected. I just rode a parachute down to the ground.
The pilot ended up in a South Carolina backyard after ejecting from the F-35, walked into the resident's house and made the call.
Can you please send an ambulance?
This is what he didn't know.
I'm not sure where the airplane is. It would have crash-landed somewhere.
Debris from the plane was later found near Charleston.
This is ABC News. There was a rise in cases of diabetes type 1 and diabetes type 2 after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers at Kaiser Permanente studied people 19 and younger. The drugs Paxlovid and Lagevrio were found to be linked to reduced hospitalizations and deaths for people infected with the new Omicron subvariant. According to another study, the lower risk of death was seen across different ages, races, ethnicities, vaccination status, and coexisting conditions. The power of Taylor Swift, she doesn't just sell concert tickets, she registers voters. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Oh, look what you made me do. What she made them do is register to vote. Tuesday was National Voter Registration Day, and Vote.org says it saw record-breaking traffic to its site this week, thanks in part to a push from Taylor Swift. After she posted on social media about registering, Vote.org says it clocked a more than 1,200% jump in participation. Ultimately, just over 35,000 new people signed up to vote because of the drive.
Lionel Moise, ABC News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2, a happier happy hour, and a fine guest right from the top. He is former U.S. Attorney, our good friend James Santel, host of the Morning Cannoli Saturday mornings right here on the Civic Media. Jim, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Gentlemen, good to be with you as always this afternoon.
Thank you, Jim. I don't know if you were in court today or perhaps had some time to watch the contentious Merrick Garland hearing. My understanding, the Attorney General of the United States went to the Hill and got grilled by Republicans. This was quite a show hearing because, of course, Jim, they know he can't disclose the details that they're asking him to disclose. Tell us all about the underlying evidence of the Hunter Biden case. Well, of course, you can't discuss open investigations of the sort. He seemed exasperated at times. Jim, did you catch any of the testimony?
I did, and certainly heard some of the repeat of his testimony there. I think it's fair to say, obviously, Merrick Garland, as we have talked before, a fairly reserved guy, been a federal judge for most of his career, not used to flying off the handle, and he didn't do that today. I think he was still measured. But I thought there was an increased sense of urgency about his message, an increased sense of some frustration there that he continues to be confronted with these questions that are problematic in so many ways. And Mike, you've just identified one of them. Obviously, we have rules in this country. One of them is Rule 6C about grand jury secrecy. We do not disclose the pendency of investigations, but don't disclose the substance of it, who's testifying, those kinds of things. That's the law. And for what it's worth, he would have been engaging in a violation of the law, arguably the criminal law, had he responded to some of those questions. Beyond that, I thought it was very significant that he was pushing back repeatedly on this notion. Love the quote that he is not the counsel for the president, something that Donald Trump during his term consistently bemoaned that he didn't have his own attorney as the attorney general. Nor did he say, am I the prosecutor for the Congress? I'm neither one of those. I am an advocate for the people of the United States of America. That's exactly what you want an attorney general to be saying and doing. He can't talk beyond that because, again, these are matters for investigation. Once the indictments in these cases, known and unknown, are released, then you can talk more about that. But even there, how does the Department of Justice speak? We speak in our pleadings. We speak in things said on the record in court. We do not talk behind closed doors and even in front of open doors. We don't go on town meetings and talk about things that are out there. That's just not the way the Department of Justice works. It shouldn't work in any other way than that. I thought Merrick Garland, again, a bit more animated today, pushing back on this truly crazy notion that somehow the department has been politicized. He is trying very, very hard to do just the opposite. You know, on this show, I've been somewhat critical of him for going overboard, this notion that everybody, we need to get a special counsel now in all these cases. That's his attempt to try to send to this the country this message that no one there is politicizing these investigations. I think at some point we have to ratchet even that back and say, you know what, the Department of Justice can do that. You've got career people, prosecutors, civil litigants. He talked about them today. They can do this kind of work, and they shouldn't deserve this kind of very minute picking through what's out there. Also comment about some of the activities of members of Congress identifying specific special agents, specific AUSAs who are out there, completely inappropriate. U.S. attorneys, other people in political appointments, those folks, yes, you can criticize them, but the line people, the civil servants, I was one for 25 years, that's off base. And to the extent the Republicans, anybody else is going after them, that's not only contrary to our tradition, but actually undermining the process that is out there that assumes, again, an apartisan, non-political approach to all of this.
Devil's advocates, our fine guest, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of ours. Jim, the forever jacketless Jim Jordan is the committee chairman, and man could stand a trip down to the men's warehouse. I'm just saying. Right. But he's always there without the jacket.
He's more dressed up than the Senate these days, man. But that's a different story.
We're not talking about Fetterman. Let me ask you, and if you'll indulge me, Jim, I want to read a quote from the Attorney General. He was being pressed by Jim Jordan, and the topic was Hunter Biden. And here's what he said: "I promised the Senate that I would not intrude in his investigation. I do not intend to discuss internal Justice Department deliberations, whether or not I had them. I have intentionally not involved myself in the facts of the case, not because I'm trying to get out of responsibility, but because I am trying to pursue my responsibility." Now, all these answers, of course, insufficient for Jim Jordan and the Republicans on this committee, Matt Gaetz and the rest, but that's an understandable point of view for the Attorney General. I mean, if he personally involved himself in this investigation, well, you must wonder if he's conflicted, if he's acting at the behest of his president, because we saw the example the last time around, did we not, Jim?
Absolutely. We saw this repeatedly. Mike Flynn, other things, other people, much too associated with the White House. You've got an Attorney General named Bill Barr, who, again, trying very hard these days to resurrect his reputation unsuccessfully after having done just that. Exactly right. In this situation, again, the Department of Justice in this wildly unprecedented time of prosecuting a former president and present candidate while also prosecuting the son of the other candidate in this in this election. So, again, we use the word unprecedented too much. Here it is accurately used. But as to the Attorney General's remarks, precisely, and what he has done, notwithstanding my own criticism of going special counsel happy in this country, what he has done is have appointed David Weiss, again, the holdover U.S. attorney from Delaware under the Trump administration to oversee this, given him this arm's length freedom to do what he needs to do, has gone back after the whole plea deal blew up in front of the judge back in Delaware a couple months ago, and is now going ahead with this indictment, obviously before a grand jury. Could still be charged with tax violations as well. All of that, the Attorney General, does he know about it? Sure he does. Is he getting reports on it? Of course he is, but not making the day-to-day determinations because, again, you don't want the Jim Jordans and the Matt Gaetzes and other people out there to say, well, you're doing this because, or to defend the president's son, you're doing all this because you want somebody else to be in the ground-level decision-making process. And you're not a part of that directly. And so, again, appropriately, whether someone's a special counsel or not, to have that being handled by someone who has that expertise, plainly the U.S. attorney there does, and can do this in a way. And we're not talking about shielding the attorney general. We're talking, Mike, exactly as you said, and exactly as the quote from the attorney general indicates, you want to provide insurance to the people of America that there's nothing unusual going on here, nothing funny, nothing untoward. We've got an independent prosecutor here who is making these judgment calls. Somebody who is a part of the cabinet is not doing them on a daily basis. That's what we want from an attorney general. That's the arm's length approach to the White House we've talked about so many times.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Morning Cannolis here on the Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 on Saturdays. Jim, great to see you. Seems like it's been a while, man. Let's get up to speed on the current issues.
Let's go.
Let's go to the classified documents case in Florida. Molly Michael, my understanding, a longtime personal assistant to Donald Trump, quit, I guess, shortly after the fiasco with the boxes. Apparently, she told the FBI that Trump tried to do the Obi-Wan Kenobi. These aren't the droids you're looking for. He said, you don't know anything about the boxes. You don't know anything about the boxes. That's how Trump works. What's your sense of this news, the personal assistant, and how do you think this is going to affect the timing in the classified documents case?
Sure. It's, again, another thing that happens from time to time. Once you're indicting a case and people suddenly realize, oh, my gosh, I've got some information about the very thing that's set forth in that speaking indictment, as we've talked about, you do get people like this who come forward and say, wait, I remember a conversation where these very things were talked about. She plainly is also getting the message, either directly or through her attorney, that you don't want to be on the side of Donald Trump. You don't want to be out there being a witness for him. You want to tell the truth, and she's going down that road. Presumably, she's had that contact with Jack Smith and the folks responsible for the Mar-a-Lago investigation. And most importantly for Donald Trump, once again, not good news, plainly. And she could be one of the people be on a witness list. We don't know if she's testified already before the grand jury. Could have, maybe so. Maybe she's more recent. But she plainly is the kind of person who can further add what intent to the prosecution when it comes to that trial. Why? Because the things that she says about this conversation with Donald Trump, where he obviously talks about the boxes and does the Obi-Wan Kenobi approach, as you indicated, those things reflect what's going on in Donald Trump's mind at the time, and they establish for the jury his knowledge of the impropriety of his having those documents, his purposefulness in continuing to maintain them. It's just more evidence of what Jack Smith is compiling day after day after day for playing in his opening statement, for playing during the course of the trials. All of this, again, not good for Donald Trump prosecution in this and the other cases as well. Presumably, she's right now on the right side of justice, if you will, which is finding out what happened, letting a jury decide, and having them determine whether or not there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt the president committed these crimes. It's quite compelling.
Different prosecution, the Georgia prosecution's Fulton County. My understanding, the trial of two of the defendants, Kenneth Chesebrough and Sidney Powell, will go forward. And my understanding is also that Lynn Wood, conservative lawyer, is now claiming he is testifying against Sidney Powell, but he denies that he's turned state's evidence against Trump. Like, it's all her fault? Jim, does that seem a plausible defense for either he or the former?
Right. It gets more curiouser and curiouser all the time, right? And obviously, Lynn Wood, one of these folks who involved in some of these activities, not the subject, unindicted or indicted up to this point, but the kind of guy who probably wants to play a little bit both sides, wants to come forward, not perjure himself, wants to provide testimony, but denying that he's cooperating affirmatively. You can do that, but at some point you also have to make a decision about what the substance of what you're saying is true and accurate. This case is not in any way unraveling. It's becoming more complex by the virtue of the fact we've got these independent trials now going on, some of this bifurcation of defendants too, and this is just one more example of that. The Lynn Wood testimony adds more color to what Jack Smith can present in court.
Jim, we're short on time. Are we going to see a trial next month in Georgia for these two defendants?
The judge seems fairly clear that we're going to do this. It's still, I scratch my head about that a lot, but apparently it can happen. And if the judge says we're going to trial, we'll select a jury on that morning.
I'm going to put you down for probably. Come back.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 55. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, 60. Overcast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, 75. Saturday, 67. Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve edition. I gotta find Code Devil in Dom's absence. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is an OBGYN by trade, smart lady, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Thanks for doing this today for us. And Nate, our fine producer back in Madison, screening your calls very lightly, has brought to our attention breaking news, everyone. First reported here by Channel 3000. I also see it at the Journal Sentinel. It's impeachment time. Megan Wolf, though. And we didn't see Megan Wolf as the probable target, but apparently Republicans have begun circulating an impeachment resolution for the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. It's being reported by Channel 3000 at this hour. Dateline Madison, five Republican lawmakers are circulating a resolution to begin impeachment proceedings against Wisconsin's Election Commission Administrator, Megan Wolf. Now, the assembly resolution cites, and here's the quote, allegations of maladministration in office and potential violations of election laws as reasons to begin the impeachment process. It includes 15 articles of impeachment for what the resolution sponsors describe as various acts of misconduct in office. That's quite rich. Now, the articles are attached here. I'm going to read a little bit more from this reporting. The five reps, Kristen, are Scott Allen. God, he's always involved. Scott Allen from Waukesha. Janelle Branchen.
Shocking.
From Menomonee Falls. Elijah Benke, Republican from Oconto.
He's up here.
Oh, yeah, this neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Ty Bowden, Republican from Hilbert. And Chuck Wiggers, he likes to get in on all sorts of malfeasance. A Republican from Muskego. Now, the move comes 1 week after the Senate voted to fire Wolf over concerns about her handling of the 2020 election. We, of course, as an aside, Kristen Lyerly, we know that's not the reason. That is not the reason. They're perpetrating the big lie. They're continuing to relitigate whether or not Donald Trump had an election stolen from him, which we know did not happen. We've seen the recounts. We've seen the LABs. We've seen the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the very conservative law firms take on this. Nobody found any evidence here.
It's 2023 now. I mean, this election happened in 2020. Are we still going to be doing this in 2024?
Oh, absolutely.
2025?
Donald Trump is running away from the Republican field, Kristen. Latest polling, Trump's up 57 on the field.
Yeah, it's wild.
He is effectively your nominee before they ever start caucusing and voting, unless something dramatic changes. And it's not going to be electorally. It could be, you know, through the court system. Trump could get hauled down to jail, that could change someone's mind. But here in the state of Wisconsin, these Republicans are not moderating. Once again, the breaking news at this hour, an impeachment, but not Janet Protasiewicz. This one coming after Megan Wolf. First, the Senate tried to fire her despite the fact her nomination was not legally before their body. And now the Assembly is circulating impeachment nominations, 15 articles of impeachment. Maladministration in office, I believe, is the terminology they use, Kristen. I don't think they're moderating. I think they're showing it's time to get nuts.
I think when you've gone through all of the processes and they haven't worked and all you've got left in your toolbox is a hammer, you get an impeachment and you get an impeachment and you get an impeachment.
Well, they've got the votes. They've literally got the votes, yeah. And that's all it takes. They've got the will and the votes. They don't need any evidence. Mm-hmm. Now, here's part of the full statement from Megan Wolf. No matter how many times some politicians misrepresent my actions and how this agency works, it does not make what they're saying true. Contrary to what's said in this resolution, every major decision relating to the 2020 presidential election was made by the agency's 6 bipartisan commissioners in public meetings. The claims in this resolution have been thoroughly examined through numerous audits, investigations, and lawsuits, and they have shown that the Wisconsin elections are run with integrity. It is irresponsible for this group of politicians to willfully distort the truth when they've been provided the facts for years. These attempts, while unlikely to succeed, only serve as a distraction from the hard work election officials need to be doing to prepare for the next presidential election that's coming in no time at all. Again, circulation of petition to impeach Megan Wolf over at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She is the administrator thereof, and the usual suspects, some of them are usual suspects, Janelle Branchen, she headed up the Assembly Elections Commission.
Until...
And I would point out, she was appointed by Robin Foss, mm-hmm. and then she kind of charged the mound. Now, She had Gableman, she had Vicky McKenna of Righty Whitey Talk Radio fame, she had David A. Clark Jr. They were all at a rally. In fact, I met David A. Clark Jr. again. Vicky McKenna thinks we're friends. I don't know if she knows that I don't hold that same assessment of our relationship. But anyway, Aww. She introduced me to David and gave me a hug. And I'm like, you haven't been vaccinated, have you? Yeah, of course. Deep in the COVID pandemic. But I believe that very day, they charged the mound. They went to the speaker's office. Mm-hmm. They went and tried to pressure Robin Voss to decertify the outcome of the election, mm-hmm. the 2020 election. This was like in 2022, Kristen.
Yeah, it's and irresponsible. Now, it's crazy.
They're rolling
it's completely out of control. That's what Greta Neubauer said. It's completely out of control, Mike.
It's an impeachment Thursday. Breaking news. We found it. And thank you, Nate, for your flag at the Channel 3000. The Journal Sentinel also reporting it. Republicans circulating 15 articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator. Not shocking. Protasiewicz, your impeachment articles will be coming next. Evidence be damned. Come back with us. We got a couple of fine guests joining us live in the WGBW studios. The former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt, and his partner in crime, John Mino. Stick around, please.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Encouraging signs there could be progress. Striking Hollywood writers and studios are still talking and will continue to do so Friday. This after WGA representatives and studio bosses met Thursday with rumors that a deal was close.
There was a joint statement put out by the AMPTP and the Writers Guild saying talks will resume on Thursday. That's the first time they put out a joint statement. It's a small thing, but if you're looking for signs, that might be a good one. Another would be the fact that the heads of the studios, they were at the table for these most recent talks. These are very busy people. They're not showing up if nothing's happening.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. The Justice Department has arrested and charged an IT contractor with espionage charges. The foreign national with U.S. citizenship was working as an evening help desk tech assigned to the Bureau of Intelligence and Research with the State Department. He's accused of taking secret and top secret information and sending it to a foreign nation. This is ABC News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sitting in the morning sun.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again, Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW Studios. I feel like I'm invading your space, boys. Now I've got Dr.
You Chris. Are.
Don't hold back.
Hey, what?
Our when, studio,
when he's
our
in
mic.
This room, he's in charge. He's still the
Welcome.
Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly helping me co-devil. Now, you guys are a tandem. I am here with Jim Schmidt, the former mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and his partner in crime, John Mino. People know you. You're a broadcast legend, Mino.
In my mind.
Now, you guys get up early each and every morning, 6 to 8 a.m., and you broadcast right here in this little room. And you guys, I think, got the nicest studio in the whole group.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the nicest studio I've ever been in my life.
Johnny's been in this business for 40 years. And
without question, the nicest.
This is
who decorated it? Whoever decorated it.
She
wow.
knew what she was doing.
I guess,
right?
That's a combo job. That's a little bit of my wife and a little bit of our fine graphic artist with the
cool look great.
WGBW stuff on the
Looks
walls.
Super.
We are a guest-driven show. We usually have two or three guests on a day, and we love showing off the studio. It's a great green room, bathrooms, the whole kitchen, everything about it is. We're very proud of this place.
Now, you guys, You should see the way they're treated in this place. Jim, you're like royalty, or maybe it's Mino, but they deliver coffee to you guys like every morning. Coffee shop next door, like it's expected it's, around.
This is a great place to be.
Sandwiches,
yeah,
Johnny, we get those too.
But you know what I was talking about, and Todd and I were talking about this when at some of the other stations, people would bring in a lot more food than we get here.
Oh,
all right. Hey, Todd, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. We'll bring.
I mean,
it up
I used
tomorrow.
To have a weight problem.
Well,
maybe it's the fact that you guys have been having this weight loss contest on the air.
He's on a plant-based diet now, right? When did that start? Is that going to start?
It's going to start after the Saints game.
After the Saints game, okay.
Because we had a guy on here that is Chef Ace the Chef.
Yeah.
Cajun from New Orleans, and he cooks Cajun food. So he's coming and cooking dinner at another place at the community shelter. And people from Civic Media and myself, we're going to serve dinner to 150 of the homeless in our community. It's a community meal program that we have, and Ace is cooking that. So it would be disrespectful of me, Johnny, not to eat all that Cajun food.
But you could tell him you're plant-based, and then just go with a nice salad, some broccoli.
Yeah, no.
Cauliflower?
I don't think that wouldn't be respectful.
Okay.
So I'm going to
doing it for the people.
I'm doing it for him.
You're doing it for the people.
Okay. I'm a man of the people.
You are a man of the people.
So,
good question.
Monday the diet.
You know, good. We had the current mayor in here, and no offense to you, Mino, but let me ask you, Jim Schmidt. I asked Eric Engrich.
Yeah.
Arm wrestle, you and Schmidty. Who wins that one? Now, the current mayor.
I'm taking this guy.
No, the current mayor claims he's going to beat your ass.
He's feisty, this guy.
I don't know.
Todd, who are you putting it on? I'm going with him, too.
Now, Todd has no microphone. He can't.
Yes, that's all right.
Kristen's standing right here. Why don't you ask Kristen?
Yeah, why don't we ask Kristen?
She's seen both. Now, you got to flex a little for us, Jim. We're going to have to see the pipes. Oh.
Woo!
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He was a high school wrestler. He was a high school wrestler until he got kicked off for...
What was the reason, Jim?
I just started at a study.
Possibly a little dupage in the picture.
You're a dupage guy? Now, those were
only back at the high school.
That's just an ongoing joke. That's a wise tale.
Only back at the Catholic school that he went to.
Pope John Roncalli.
Absolutely.
Now, how did you ever make weight smoking the devil's
lettuce?
What
did I weigh, Johnny?
103. 103 pounds.
Is this at birth, Jim? At what point in your life did you weigh 103?
Yeah. Freshman, sophomore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
I'm going to need to see pictures.
I know. Okay. I would love that.
We were talking about...
I would give everything I own for a picture of him in his onesie wrestling outfit riding his Shetland pony.
Green Bay friends.
I had a Shetland pony.
Please he had a Shetland pony.
That picture does not exist. They both exist.
It can be photoshopped.
But they don't exist together.
Have you?
Can make it work.
I did have a
Kristen Lyerly, Jim Schmidt, as a child, if I understand the story, you had a Shetland pony.
I did.
And every child in America had to envy your childhood.
Absolutely.
Because we all wanted a pony.
Who didn't want a pony?
Right.
And I would have loved a pony.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the only human being I've ever met, short of a few farm kids.
Yeah.
We lived in the city.
And he lived in the city. I know where he lived.
Yeah.
He lived in the heart of the city.
My parents looked into that. You could have, maybe there is now, but I mean, that's 50 years ago. There was no ordinance in Two Rivers, so they called and you could have a Shetland pony, built a barn, fence. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just changed the ordinance in Madison so you can have a pig.
Oh, really?
As long as it's like under 300 pounds. It's got to be chipped, and you got to keep it on a leash when you take it out for a walk.
I would love a goat. I really would. I've always wanted a goat for a guest. I mean, for a pet. Guest.
For a
goat in here.
That's scary, John.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Are you sure you don't mean
this, you know,
for dinner
about...
later? Like we're going to a Greek joint. Maybe some goat for.
Because they talk about how can that guy still be working here? I mean, I think he's got pictures of the boss of goats.
The goats and a Shetland pony.
Folks, you're listening to Mino and the Mayor. They don't need us much. They are the host of their own fine show. Now, you guys went on local TV. We're here in Green Bay, WGBW. Mino and the Mayor plays out both here, Oshkosh, perhaps soon worldwide, but they play out 6 to 8 a.m. And I saw you guys, what was it, WFVR that you guys went
FVR.
On? And you went...
FRV.
FRV. FRV. My bad. And you went on the Sunday show and you basically dominated all conversation. The host was worthless. I mean, he couldn't control you guys.
Right.
that was all him.
You don't need us here, do you?
You guys... I tried following the rules, and this guy goes the opposite way. It's amazing he was elected so many times.
Four times elected, Jim.
Yeah.
What was your trick?
Taking over.
Stuff in the ballot box? What'd you do?
I thought it was 10 times.
Not 10 elections.
Yeah.
Because you have primaries.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I was on the county board, too. So okay. I've had 10 contested elections.
Okay.
Four times as mayor.
Are you 10 and 0, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh. I did bring up something to the mayor this morning, the current mayor at the downtown, what's it called, the group we spoke to today?
I hear he thinks he could whip Jim's ass, but go ahead.
Well, he's a little bit mad.
Arm wrestling, that is.
Because he's so badly, the number one thing he wanted when he took over as mayor was to have a really cool sweater vest with the logo on it, and Jim stole every one they had.
He announced that in front of like 100 people this morning at breakfast. Just so that you know, mayor, if you're looking for the sweater vest, Schmidt has them all. Which is kind of true. I do have a box.
I know you do.
You took the entire wardrobe, all the swag?
Yeah, all the swag.
Just the swag.
You want some pens? You want some pens that say mayor on them?
Well,
we got a bunch of them.
They say Mayor Jim Schmidt. He wouldn't want those.
We do have some WGBW.
We do give that
t-shirts.
Out.
Yes.
Oh, we give that out.
We give those out a lot.
Can we give that out
t-shirt
to our guests?
T-shirt, a sweater vest?
Yeah. I don't give out a sweater vest. But
no.
We give out t-shirts to our guests.
Yes.
Yes, that we do.
Jim,
we have a great guest to just. I want to promote our show tomorrow. We are bringing on
enough of your show.
Yeah,
Mike.
Hey, this is you're in our turf, our show. We are tomorrow. Well, we have three guests tomorrow, but one of them is Dr.
Chan
from St. Norbert. He's the guy that ran the table at Jeopardy,
nine days in a row,
like 280,000. We're a little nervous.
You should be.
We are.
I put together the quiz, though. I put together.
So John doesn't have to answer it. He takes cover by becoming the
host. The reason is because I always wanted to be a game show host.
You're Alex Trebek or the Aaron Rodgers.
Whomever,
version.
Yes. So I'm hoping he will say to the people back there, hey, you don't need Blossom on anymore. Bring this guy on.
Johnny has been looking for
what's Blossom's real name? Side Remember Blossom?
Mm-hmm.
We do know.
Maya
Bialik.
Yes, thank you.
See, we needed the smartest girl.
But get this,
tomorrow.
So I was asking them, so they're like, give us some of the questions. Like, well, no, that's just, no, come on, just one. So I give them one, and they're like, okay, and they all got it wrong. It's like, okay, one more.
We don't want to look, we want to look, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
We're not going to look smart. We've given up on that. We don't want to, we look relatively not as dumb as we could. And we're very nervous because even when Johnny, we're how to greet him.
Yeah.
It can't be like, hey. So we're reading up this. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, pleased to meet your acquaintance. We're practicing
how to
sound
really nice.
Smart.
Yeah.
We want to sound smart.
So I'll give you one of the questions I gave them.
Yes.
What is the hottest planet?
Mercury.
That's what I said.
It's Venus.
Yes.
Yes. The doctor.
Yeah, the doctor. Oh,
they always show off.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny.
Yeah.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Yeah, they're that.
Okay, one more. If you want to travel directly through three states that all begin with the same first letter, what would they be?
Oh, man. Come on. You're making me think
too
hard.
These are good questions I came up with.
That's a good question. Should we give them a huge clue?
Go ahead.
Illinois, Indiana.
And Iowa.
Yes, very good. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, she had to bring us home again.
I think we're just going to stop this.
I'm holding out for Final Jeopardy here.
Oh, man.
I don't want your listeners to hear you too much longer than this.
We're not going
to
bet big.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, contrary to their belief. They are former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt and John Mino. They partner in the morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for Mino and the Mayor, originating from this very room, WGBW Studios 97.9, tell your friends. Jim, let me ask you, how did this city change over the 16 years you've served? It's a great city, but how has it changed, Jim? And was it better then or no?
Well, it's much better. We just, back in 2003 campaigned, or 2002, I should say, campaigned on, we're no longer going to turn our backs to the river. We're going to make that the front of this city. And we did. And it was very, very expensive. And
you're a big guy. You wouldn't have wanted to hang out in some of these neighborhoods in these bars.
Really, Mike, it was tough down here. Kids didn't. So we got everything. We built the city deck. We brought in a children's museum. Even though if you don't work down here, live down here, you are judged by your downtown. People, even Schneider, which is out in the suburbs.
You by your sweater vest.
Absolutely. No question.
It's the city. You see my license plate.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know which car is his out there. Yeah.
Um, No, we just took a lot of pride in our city and our downtown. We didn't, like, let the suburbs be who we are. We said, look, we're going to focus our energies here. Brought in the Northland Hotel, converted the embassy to a Hyatt Regency, tore down a lot of buildings and built things that are new, the things that were worth saving.
Shopko Hall, all those things.
You had a vision, you worked together, and you fought for it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we did fight. I mean, that's you hate the politics, but it is. It's hard to do things. You know, we drive through cities now, and I say it to my kids all the time, you know, oh, this is an awesome city. It's like, this didn't just happen. You know, somebody had some vision and worked very hard with a group of people. I mean, that's what leadership is building consensus.
But you, one of the things you didn't mention, you started the Kids Day, which I thought was a fantastic idea, and then still going now, how many years?
Yeah, 20.
20-some years. Yeah, tell about that.
So,
see that little twinge of pride in his face?
Yeah, absolutely.
it was good. There's a lot of, and a lot of people worked hard to make this city great, but before I was mayor, I had three kids. There's like Mother's Day in May and then Father's Day in June. Like, Dad, why don't we have a kids' day? And we're like, you know, like you would say to your kids every day.
I have said that thing.
Right, every day's a kids' day, right? Every day's so. But then we thought, well, you know what? We'll do that. June 25th, 6 months to Christmas, that'd be your day. So they didn't have to practice their instruments, and they could pick out. We'd make their bed for them, and they could pick out a restaurant. We'd go to lunch, and it was their day. Well, then I got elected mayor, and I'm like, you know what? We should do that for the city. And so June 25th, 6 months to Christmas, we'll have Kids Day. So free swimming at our pools, free rides at Bay Beach, mm-hmm. lunch with the mayor. And that first time we had lunch, we had 1,000 kids there. I mean, it's like Sermon on the Mount. They're all sitting there, and introduced them to the chief of police and the fire chief. And it just grew. We got an award from Governor Doyle, the Silver Star Award or something. But, yeah, we have over 10,000 kids participate in that every year. And it's just a day to honor kids. They get a wristband. And
that's right. It's a mayor, honorary mayor of the day.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's just – anyway – those are some of the sizzle.
But one thing he's not talking about too is when I was in the media and he'd asked me to help him a lot of events or whatever, he did more handshaking events where he would show up. I remember one day, I think we both had three different things going on and both of us were at the same three events. He never missed an event.
Well, you know, but you want to be with the people because that's where the good advice comes from. That's where you need to lobby. You can't rely on the city council, and they have so many self-serving agendas, and you get to the real people. And I did 500 events a year. You know, it's documented, right? I mean, you keep record of all that. That's a lot, but that's 100-year-old birthday parties, it's ribbon cuttings. It's not like everything was most of it was really, really fun.
Jim, you keep the numbers, but people know because they see you.
That's right.
Out there with the people.
That's exactly
and
right.
You create that presence.
It's nice that when Mike called he said, look, we're looking for someone to do a radio show in the morning that knows the community. And I said, well, I know some people.
Do you know anybody?
Dude, can I tell you one thing?
Go quick, we got 30 seconds.
The award
John.
He got last week from us was Worst Son of the Year.
Oh, John.
So he's like, his mom listens to every show. His mother, 91 years old. She needs a new vacuum. Okay. He goes, I don't think I should spend the extra money for a lifetime guarantee to you.
And she heard that. But I love her. She's 91 years old. She listens to the show. She changed.
Jim Schmidt, we're doing radio. We got a break. Rhino and the mayor, come on back.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 55. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 76, cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 60. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Visiting beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. We had the current mayor, Eric Gingrich. We had Pete Schwaba. He's filling in for me tomorrow. I've had Dr. Kristen Lyerly co-deviling with me all day. Kristen, appreciate you doing so. And I've asked the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, and his partner in morning crime, John Mino, to stick around. John.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in your partner. He can't even stand through two consecutive.
I know, right? 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 You know
the
why?
The rest of us can stand.
You know, hey, you know why?
Too good to stand,
I don't think. I don't think he liked his reflection next to the doctor here.
I think she could dunk on you, Jim.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Okay, everybody probably asked, did you play volleyball or basketball in high school?
Not coordinated. I was the mascot.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
You were the mascot?
Goldie the gopher.
Did you come up? Oh, you didn't come out as the galloping ghost then, did you, on the horse?
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
No.
Okay.
We don't want to go there.
Yeah, I know. They had to get rid of that, right? Yeah.
No, they have.
Oh, they still have it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Johnny explained it.
Okay, yeah.
Johnny Braggs on our radio show, how he was quarterback at Nagani. Like, I don't know if there's enough kids in that school to make a team, but John was the quarterback. I directed and played in the pep band. I directed the pep band.
Yeah.
Never got tased.
What did you play?
What's that supposed to mean? She's trying to give you a little dap.
Leaving her hanging, Jim.
You're leaving her hanging. What? That means a fist pump, okay, buddy?
You're like the Brazilian premier with Joe Biden the other day, least, just waiting for the handshake.
Least hip human being in America.
Yeah, today they were kind of picking on me a little bit. Yeah, call me a nerd. That hurt, but okay.
I want to know what you played in the pep band.
Trumpet.
Yep, I get it. 103 pounds? I get it.
I also played trumpet.
Did you?
Yes. A little bit. I could play taps.
You're too young to remember these shows, but I tell everybody this. His dad and his uncles run the Ed Sullivan Show, the Lawrence Welk Show, Arthur Godfrey Show, Carnegie Hall.
A couple times.
No way. Why?
Barbershop music. And when Johnny and I have talked about this on our show, we were talking about kids working in different jobs, and I sang in a barbershop quartet with the bull hats and the white shirt and guard belts, and that's how we made our money. He sold night crawlers.
I understand how you make money selling night crawlers because that's a transactional thing. How do you make money singing barbershop? You bustle on the street corner.
Pass the hat afterwards.
No.
Is that what it was?
Like an event, like the Lions Club or the Women's Auxiliary or something.
And they'd pay you a little honorarium
$50? I mean, we're in high school. But yeah.
Why don't you tell them the real reason you were doing it? Because the women dug barbershop quartet guys.
Much more than Nightcrawler. Catchers,
you don't know that.
Well, I
you don't. Okay. Well, you don't know that.
The other thing that the few of you who haven't listened to our show in the morning, Johnny picks on. We're two different people, right? I kind of grew up in the city, and Johnny grew up in Nagani, which I don't know, that's someplace in the UP. And we both had dogs. And my dog, I treat a little bit different than your dog. And right, one of the things is with swimming, right?
Yeah.
My dog goes to swimming lessons. And I take him there, and John thinks I don't know what he thinks, but he teases me about it.
I think you know what I think.
And he said, why don't you just throw him off the dock like we did in Nagani?
They
That's
swim.
How they teach the kids That's to They teach kids to swim that way, Jim.
Absolutely.
Sink or swim,
That's
Jim.
That's exactly right. Yes.
But Wait a minute. I want to know about the floaties for the dog.
He's learning. It's like a little kid, and they go into the water a little bit.
Like four little floaties, one for each paw? How does that work?
I sent him a video today.
Yeah, I could.
Because they sent me the report card of him swimming.
And how's he doing? Like, see a student like yourself, Jim?
Yeah. That's on a good day, Mike. No, he's getting there. He's not. He can't swim yet, but he will.
He'll never swim. He will never swim. Yes,
I remember when my boys were young. Like my one son got to like swimming group number 5.
Okay,
and then he like quit the sport. He was sick of trying to accomplish it. Which swim group does your dog participate
he's
in?
He's not there yet.
No, he's so no. He's not there no, yet. He's
he just
nowhere
went
yet.
Into like his no, waist no. last week. So.
I remember when
waist. Yeah, he's only yeah. Yes, he was only yeah. Yeah,
right.
He won't let his belly touch the water.
What type of dog is this, Jim?
Swear to God, he won't let his belly touch the water.
Jim, what breed of dog?
A Bernedoodle. So his mom was a Bernese Mountain Dog. His dad was a full size poodle. So he's 72 pounds. He's
an adult dog, Jim.
Well, he's is this like, your phone, Mike? Okay, mine.
I told about the day that we were ripping him.
We're doing
on the
radio.
Get
and
this.
You don't have to show me pictures.
Yeah, I was going to though. He's beautiful.
We'll see it.
Get this. So when I leave. I listen to WGBW. I leave it
you
on.
Better day long.
It's all day long.
Even
it's
though nobody's there.
Everyone
nobody's
that can hear my voice.
Except
better.
His dog.
The dog.
And I leave it on so he can hear my voice and take some comfort in that. John, this is a true story, Mike. John was ripping on my dog, teasing him, oh, your dog doesn't know how to swim, and I don't know. He just
calling him pompous.
Calling him pompous.
Privilege.
He was here, and John's like, that's the most. I went home. He tore up, which he never, ever would do, tore up some pillows on the sofa.
Do you think he knew that John was talking trash about him
yes,
that day, Jim?
I do. Yeah. I do. Absolutely. That's why I brought
the only time
in.
He's so, ever done it. Tore up your glasses. Your
glasses.
Eyeglasses.
So yeah. I sent John the bill. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, keep waiting on that one.
That's Jim Schmidt.
Todd, take care of that, would you?
That's Jim Schmidt with the dog that sinks, and that's John
yes.
Mino. They
yes.
are
yes.
the broadcast duo of the mayor.
But then he makes fun of my really bad situations, traumatic situations I had when I was a kid. Like, his dogs always lived
totally
in the house.
Totally self-inflicted.
Okay. Yeah. So, my friends, we were big into, like, skinning animals. And my friends came
animals.
And go, hey, a raccoon got
Who
hit by
you,
a car.
Are you, Ed Gein, over here? What's that?
No, we'd try to make stuff out of him. And so we were going to, he said, it's a raccoon. So I was going to, let's get your knife. I got my knife. It's like, let's skin it, make a hat. Okay? So we go there, and lying in the ditch was my dog.
It was his dog.
It was my dog. He makes fun of that every day.
It's just, I can't believe, anyway.
You can't believe he made a hat?
Right, out of his dog. But well, John, but it's amazing, Mike. I just want to tell you.
You did not.
No, but we buried it, and then 2 years later, we dug it up.
Was it in the Pat Cemetery?
Well, we varnished his skull and put it on our workbench. In our barn.
At what point do you cut them off?
Right, I know. Now, we're not. This is 6 to 8 in the morning, mind you. This is okay now from 4 to 6
in
the evening. But
do you? Thank you for listening.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We're getting more and more sponsors and people. It's a good way to wake up. You know, we get here 5:15, 5:30. We talk about a few things. But really, when we get on the air is when we really start talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it works well.
Well, he was like the first day, or we're going to do a run through.
Oh, my God.
I was up at 2:30. I've been up since 2:30.
Getting ready. I got all these notes and charts and stuff. Johnny's looking out the window. I'm like, dude, you know, and they're like, okay, you know.
That's how the
seconds.
Pros do it, right, Johnny?
Give me a little something right there.
Yeah, see that? Okay, that was quick. Anyway. I love
we're having a blast.
And thanks for hiring us.
We got the greatest producer in the world Todd right there.
We love Todd.
Yep.
Did someone give you the impression you were getting paid, gentlemen?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. You paid?
Paid in M&M's.
Beer, M&M's, and camaraderie.
All right. Oh, okay. We'll take it. We'll
yes.
take it. And dinner at your place in Plainview.
And
at your Airbnb.
Yeah.
That was a great time. Your cabin?
That was fun.
Cabin. How uncomfortable do you think that ride was? So we go to this great party at his house. We leave, okay? Get about 45 miles away. I go, oh my God, I left my keys there. Have to drive all the way back.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a long ride home.
Let's just say Jim was the designated driver.
I was. But this is. I hope this works for the listeners. And thanks again for hiring us. We love that you're here in Green Bay, and you're welcome back anytime.
Doctor, wonderful meeting you.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Former Mayor Jim Schmidt, John Mino, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you all so much. Thank you all for listening. Now stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. Pete Schwabba filling in for you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just.
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory. RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes.